Blog Talk Radio.
Shrinking during these difficult times. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light, illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise. And we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. What you're working is your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. The number 4, and the letter U. Each installment is truly insightful. Allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you around our topic for about 40 minutes into our programming, after which time we're going to welcome your questions and your comments. This lends to truly an interactive and rich environment that we absolutely love, and we do encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy, chime right on in at the appropriate time. And I want you to know that I absolutely love Mondays. It's not a cliche for me. I really do love Mondays because this is the opportunity for me to come and to share of my gifting and to support you on your journey. You know, it's one that without question, I don't take lightly or for granted. I am really grateful for this opportunity. And I want you to know that as we progress in today's installment of Motivational Mondays, if you have questions or comments that you want to make at any time, you are welcome to join in if it's pressing for you. Other than that, as I mentioned, we're going to open up our lines in about 40 minutes into today's programming. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We love our Shape Up series. And I want you to know that SHAPE is an acronym that stands for S is strategy, H is heart, A, attitude, P, perseverance, and E, execute. And so when we're in our Shape Up series, we're always looking to bring you one aspect or various aspects of our SHAPE acronym when it's time to shape up. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment, a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school. Send an email or a fax. Bottom line, I think you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. And we don't take it lightly or for granted. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, laptops, desktops, so that you can truly lean in and soak and receive the richness that's going to be shared today, you want to grab it. You really do, because we're going to get some great nuggets. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Master Motivator, today is our Shape Up series, and we're looking at how to turn adversity into an advantage. How to turn adversity into an advantage based on the teachings by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And for you regular listeners, you know that I am a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell Organization. And it gives me an additional base of tools in my toolbox so that I can support you on your journey. Before we go there, I want to highlight the rich content that has been shared during these difficult times that it's truly relevant, and I really feel like if you've missed it, you want to go back to the archives. You want to definitely visit our on-demand library for a couple of particular dates that I want to share with you that were really key and significant in navigating through this difficulty. We actually did a four-week installment on that very subject, navigating through difficulty, March the 23rd through April the 13th. March the 23rd through April the 13th. Again, it was a four-week installment. Then we followed that up with a two-week installment on how to stay productive during difficult times, how to stay productive during difficult times. That was April the 20th and the 27th. Of course, I believe that the richness is there for you, but I wanted to bring your attention to the very specific and relevant topics that have been covered during this difficult time. And on today's installment, as I mentioned, we're going to look at how to turn adversity into an advantage. How do I turn adversity into an advantage? Of course, understanding that adversity is an adverse or unforeseen event. It's difficulty, misfortune, a crisis, whatever that may be, how do I turn this adversity that I'm dealing with? And of course, we are all dealing with some levels of adversity. For some, it's greater than others, but we are all affected and have been affected in some way based on this pandemic known as the coronavirus and COVID-19. We're all affected at some level. Millions of individuals are now unemployed and filing for unemployment. We've lost countless number of lives, pandemic. So when you're looking at adversity, we are facing adversity head on, in the face, bam! It's right there for us, and we're having to deal with it. And so I want us to know that how we view things is how we do things. You know, you've often heard, if you're presented with lemons, what will you make? Will you make lemonade? Will you make a lemon rain pie? Will you make a lemon loaf? What will you make with those lemons? When life presents you with lemons, what will you make? Everything is about perception. And this is really a lesson on perspective. It really is, because how we view things is so key. That's going to determine when we get on the other side of this crisis, of the difficulty, the adversity, and we will get on the other side. I promise you, this too shall pass. I may not know all of how is it going to pass and how it's all going to unfold. We don't even know how long we're going to be in this situation. There are many points of views and thoughts and all of this, but the one thing that consistently everyone agrees about is they don't know how long we're going to be facing these circumstances. But I want you to know what I know to be true, because a crisis, it's not uncommon. It's not new. It's not unfamiliar. Yes, the coronavirus, COVID-19, I'm not minimizing it. Please understand and hear Coach Adams' heart. But a crisis, it is a crisis. It is adversity. A crisis, adversity, difficulty. It's very common. It happens every day at different levels. Yes, we've lost a lot of lives to this pandemic, but we've also lost lives in the midst of that from individuals that died of deaths and causes that had absolutely nothing to do with the pandemic. Why do I bring that out? Because I really want you to understand what I'm saying, that a crisis, difficulty, adversity, a misfortune, all of that is common. Unforeseen circumstances are common, and they happen very frequently at different levels. We're dealing with this one on a global scale. And again, it's important to recognize that however I view things, because my point of view is key. And I have to ask you, is your glass half empty, or is it half full? You see, I've always been one that was an optimist. I've always seen things with a positive point of view, from a positive perspective. That's always been my base. I remember many years ago, as I was on my journey of discover for my purpose and call, and I called one of my good friends that I'd gone to elementary, junior high, and high school with. And I said to her, you know, tell me, what is it that you see about me? You know, what are some of the characteristics? And one of the things that she said, which connects with what we're talking about, she said, you know what, Shania, you always have a positive point of view, and you've always been so good at motivating people. Now, interestingly enough, this was before I made the connection with who I am and my calling, what I do today. And so that was so awesome for me because that was a confirmation that I was being and doing that pre having a title for it. And now it's known as the coach, speaker, teacher, trainer, and all of those different areas which connect together. But I say that because our point of view, and I don't want us to miss this, how you view things right now, and not just right now, but how you view things is so key. Because that's going to determine when we get on the other side of this crisis, are you going to come out better or bitter? Many people are going to come out bitter because of their point of view. And the thing about it is to understand is that good things come out of bad things if we have the right perspective. If we have the right perspective, again, please understand, I am not minimizing what is going on in the world around us globally, what you may be dealing with, what I'm dealing with. You don't know what I'm dealing with. We're all dealing with something at different levels. So I want you to hear, I'm not making light of that, but I'm saying our perception, our perspective, how we view things makes a difference. You know, you've often heard the term, are you seeing things from rose-colored glasses? Well, I often see things through rose-colored glasses, and so that's just my point of view. What is your point of view? Because we've been in this press now for about 2 months, if not a little bit more. And I'm sure that now, because you've been in quarantine, you've been at safer at home, as they would say, you've been sequestered, as many would say, locked up, whatever it is, for me it's hibernation, because the only child, she can go into bear cub hibernation in an instant. So I'm just in a season of hibernation, and when it's all said and done, I will come out of hibernation, figuratively speaking, although, of course, I'm still operating in purpose. But I want you to get the point. Don't lose focus on the illustration. And so whatever your point of view is, I know that right now, because of how long you've been on this, we've all been on this safer at home order, stay at home order, you're starting to get a sense of who you really are at the core. And we're having to be faced with looking at, you know, I hear the song ringing in my head, Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm looking at the woman in the mirror. And the reason why I bring that up is because, again, what is your perspective? What is your point of view? How do you view things is so key. You know, I've referenced before, and I'm going to reference again because it's so key during this time. A quote by Einstein that states, in the middle, hear that word, in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. Very wise words from Mr. Albert Einstein. It didn't say at the start of the difficulty. It's not at the start of the difficulty, because we don't even know at the start of a difficulty really the fullness of what we're dealing with. But when you get about midway, you have a clearer point of view of, I understand the circumstances. I kind of can wrap my arms and around what's really happening here. But notice that Einstein, wise man, states that in the middle of difficulty lie opportunity. So it is smack dab in the middle. It just doesn't say at the end, because guess what? At the end, it's too late. So in the middle of this adversity, this crisis, this difficulty, there is opportunity. You know, it's so interesting. I've been walking on a journey with a dear friend of mine, and in the middle of this crisis, dilemma, circumstances. They are embarking upon literally life-changing opportunity because of this crisis. Life-changing. I'm saying life-altering opportunities of greatness because of what's going on, because of what we're dealing with. And so a crisis will make you do what you wouldn't do without the crisis. It forces us to do what we wouldn't do without the crisis. And, you know, I've often referenced, because I just love this little book, Who Moved My Cheese, and the story of the two mice, Sniff and Scurry. And for those of you that are regular listeners, and maybe you've read the book, you've heard the story. But for those that are not, I want to make sure you understand how this reference relates. And so these two little mice, Sniff and Scurry, they're in this maze, and they're having a lovely, good old time. They're partying, enjoying a cheese station that is very plentiful. I mean, they are just, hey, we are living the good life. Their bellies are full. They are enjoying this stage of where they are in this maze. But interestingly enough, they start to realize, and it didn't happen suddenly, it happened over time, that what was once plentiful, it's starting to look a little scarce. They're finding that less and less cheese is available. And they're faced with this decision. What are we going to do? Well, one decides that despite his fear, he's going to journey and venture out. The other, because of fear, he says, no, I'm going to stay in my comfort zone, because he was too afraid to take the journey and to go elsewhere. And because of that, unfortunately, he died. Because the crisis that they were dealing with presented him with a challenge, and he stayed in his comfort zone. He didn't want to do something differently because, again, a crisis, when you're in the midst of that, it'll make you do what you would not normally do had it not been for the crisis. See, if it hadn't been for the crisis, the mouse that left, he would have stayed too because it was comfortable. The cheese station was plentiful. All is good, and the stomachs are yummy, yummy, full and satisfied. There was no need to change. But what I want us to understand, as I'm just giving you a little yummy taste on how to turn adversity into an advantage. And again, it's just a little yummy taste, just a little foundation, because starting on Thursday, this Thursday, May the 21st, I'm offering a private mastermind leadership roundtable on this very subject. It's a 6-week in-depth journey. I tell you, there is such power in the collective intelligence of a mastermind and coming together collectively with myself, Coach Adams, and the powerful group of individuals that are assembled. And so I'm just giving you a little sample taste so you can get a sense of this subject of how to turn adversity into an advantage. I'm just laying a foundation to give you a little taste. If you want the fullness of it, guess what? You have to join the private mastermind roundtable and take the full journey. If you want additional information, our team will be standing by. You can give us a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you can send an interest email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. Fur Baby wants to get involved in the show, excited about Motivational Mondays. I love it. And so what have we talked about so far? We've looked at and we've come to realize that this is really a lesson on perspective. How we view things is how we do things. That our point of view is so key. We'll come out better or worse, but understanding that in the midst of adversity, in the midst of difficulty, a crisis, that there are opportunities. Bad things, unfortunately, do come out of bad situations. But if we have the right perspective, think about this. Many of the medications that we utilize today, they came out of bad situation. They came out of a crisis. Who may have heart disease, for those who may have high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it may be, they appreciate those medications because that was a good thing. I suffer with allergies. I appreciate Claritin. I have no stock in it. I'm just mentioning I appreciate being able to get some relief, you know, from this medication. And so we need to understand that, again, is what we're talking about, that in the middle of difficulty, there are opportunities. So in each of these situations, it started with, and we take these things for granted because they've probably been around since you've been around, but they were birthed out of adversity. And it was because of a adverse situation that the medications were created. And that's a good thing. And it goes in line with what we're talking about. Again, our point of view. You know, when I think about perception and our perspective on how we view things, it often reminds me of my dad and his journey. My dad had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And at the time, many years ago now, over 20 years ago now, when he was diagnosed, you know, during that time, they did what was perceived at the time to be a very aggressive treatment plan for him. They did radiation, followed that with chemo, then they did surgery. And I'm making a point with this, and I want you to get it. I want you to really follow along with me on this, because if you lean in, you may see something from a different point of view. Can get the same diagnosis, one will supersede whatever that diagnosis is, and the other will not. Why? Because of their perspective, because of how they view things. Remember, we said point of view is so key. And so my dad, dealing with his situation, whenever you're going to have surgery, that's not something to be entered into lightly. The doctors have to give you the good with the not so good. They have to tell you and lay out all of the facts. And so they laid out for my dad the facts of, Mr. Adams, we have to let you know, sir, this is a very involved procedure. You may or may not make it off the table. You may or may not. We have to be honest with you, because it is a very involved procedure. Should you come off the table, you will have a long recovery because of the procedure itself and how involved it is. Now, there was some good with some not so good relayed, again, perspective, point of view. All my dad heard was, and you may already be tracking with me, guess what he heard? You may not make it off the table. And for him, it was, you won't make it off the table. He didn't hear the other side of that coin, because there's always a two-sided coin. He didn't hear, you're going to have a long, tough recovery, but you can recover. All he heard was, you won't make it off the table. And the reality is that that was his perspective, his perception, that was his point of view when he went into his surgery. And so needless to say, unfortunately, mentally, he never came out. Physically, he did for 3 months. He came out in a semi-comatose state. But mentally, that weighed heavy on him. And I remember the very day we were in the corridor at the hospital, I remember seeing that look of horror, terror on his face because of those words. And nothing could talk him away from that because of his point of view, his perspective. And I want you to understand that because of his perspective, how he viewed things, the outcome for him was not favorable because he went into the situation and he gave life to the doom and gloom of you are not making it off the table. And the doctor didn't even say you won't make it off the table, but that's what he heard. And that became his point of view. And so remember, point of view is so key, how we view things, because we give life to our point of view, to our perspective, how we see things. We either feed it and it becomes stronger and greater. So in another situation, someone else having that same diagnosis, going into the same circumstances and coming out victoriously because for them, they went in with a different mindset and point of view. Their perspective was different. Okay, I may have to have a tough recovery, but woo, I'm going to make it. Why? Because I'm a champion. I'm a fighter. I'm an overcomer. Woo-hoo! And so two people can have the same circumstances and view it differently. That's why I said early on, will you come out of this situation bitter or better? For me, I'm coming out better. This is really a great opportunity for many of us. You know, as we're spending more time with ourselves, being one with ourselves, we're now seeing those opportunities and areas, as I've shared with others in my previous mastermind on leading through crisis. I said, you know, this is an opportunity of growth. When you see those weak spots, don't just put your head in the sand like an ostrich. Deal with them. Face them. My mentors are challenging me. Deal with, face those things that you're seeing. Get a grip. Get a handle on that. Be better. Grow to another level. Be better. Don't sit back and be bitter, murmuring, complaining about what's going on. We're not victims in life. We're full participants. You know, it's interesting because we oftentimes are saying, I don't know why I'm not getting the ball or what have you. And then you realize, well, hello, you're sitting on the bench. You got to get on the court. You got to get on the field. You have to engage. We have to be on board the train of life. If not, guess what? The train is going to keep on moving. It's going to pass you by. And so in life, we have to fully engage and be on board. And so how you navigate through your journey will determine how you're going to come out on the other side. And I want you to be reminded of the quote by Einstein, in the middle of difficulty lies an opportunity. Are you looking for, because we're in the middle now, we're right in the middle, thereabouts. Are you looking for the opportunities? Because how to turn adversity into an advantage, first of all, we need to deal with our point of view, our perspective, our perception. How do we see things? Are you looking for the opportunities? If you look for the opportunities, I promise you, there are opportunities there that you may not have even thought about. I'm seeking for and looking for opportunity. This is a great time to be creative. So in a crisis, a crisis creates change. A crisis will make you, as we started, talked about earlier, it'll make you do things that, you know what, you wouldn't do without it. We talked about our little mice sniff and scurry. It's natural to stay in our comfort zones. It really is. And that's what one of the little mice did. He said, no, I'm going to stay in my comfort zone until we're forced to change, until we have to change. And that's what I want us to understand, that we are dealing with globally a structural change. A lot of how we did things before and the way in which they were done, we're not going to do them in that way anymore. Everyone, regardless of your name, your influence, your title, your status, how much money you have, don't have, your skin tone, your weight, your height, everybody's at a restart right now. And so will you, with this adversity, will you convert this into an advantage? And please understand, this is not about taking advantage of people. No, it's seeing the opportunities that are in the midst of this adversity. So I'm not giving you a license to say, go and take advantage of people. No, absolutely not. Because as a leader, we need to put people first. It needs to be about the people. And so it's not about taking advantage. Oh, okay, let me see how I can take advantage of this person. No. But in the midst of the adversity, there are opportunities. And are you looking for the opportunity so that you can come out better? It's interesting because in my last mastermind on leading through crisis, one of the participants, she said that she's realizing some of the talents and gifts that her team has. And it would not have come out had there not been a crisis to deal with, because there was no need for them to stretch out of their comfort zone. And so they were just kind of sitting on their talents, and now she's like, wow, you know, we're going to come out better on the other side, maybe different because we're dealing with a structural change, but it's going to be better. And so I want you to begin to think about, if you haven't already, what am I hiding under a bushel? What have I buried in the sand? Is this the time for me to maximize and write the book? Is this the time for me to create the screenplay, the film, the movie, whatever it may be, the business? You know, I was speaking to another associate, and they said that they finished a script that they had been trying to work on for a long time, but because of life being so hectic and busy and moving and fast-paced, they didn't have, quote-unquote, the time to sit down and isolate and finish this script that they had been wanting to finish. But in this time, literally, in less than 2 months, they were able to do that. And so in the midst of this adversity, how to turn adversity into an advantage? They saw and leveraged time that they had for this. Now is an advantage for them, because when everybody says, whoop, let's go, we're at the starting line, let's go, they now have the film script completed and ready to go. Had they not been dealing with the circumstances, it may still be dusty on the shelf and not in a position to now go to the marketplace. So again, how to turn adversity into advantage? First, you have to deal with your point of view and be looking for the opportunity, understanding that you must stretch out of your comfort zone. You have to stretch out of your comfort zone. You know, I remember I was living in a little back house in L.A., and it wasn't the perfect place because of the environment of where the back house was. The back house was cute. They did a great job with it, very comfortable. And it was serving its purpose in the season that I was there. So there were no complaints there. When I got inside, very comfortable. And the interesting thing is that the environment, though, I had never lived in the heart of L.A. Can't apologize for my experiences. I just had never lived in L.A. And so it was a different environment for me, a different psychological environment for me. So if I could pick that little back house up and put it in Orange County or somewhere else, I would have been too thrilled to do that. But as we're talking about stretching out of our comfort zone and how an adverse situation will force you to change. Now, either we can embrace the change or we can resist the change. And so what happened is I ended up getting a mold situation in the little back house. And that mold situation displaced me 2 weeks. They had to do a full-on mold remediation. I was displaced in the hotel for about that time. I mean, it was a hot mess. But when I went back, I didn't feel quite comfortable, and I said, nope, I got to change. But it took getting to that place of the extreme for me to say, okay, maybe my season here has come to a close. And then I moved in back into Orange County, where I was many years before, and I loved, and I had a better psychological environment. But because the back house was comfortable financially and all of that, it was a comfortable space when I got in. You know, had I not been dealing with those adverse circumstances, I may not have made the change because it was comfortable. And I was like, it's affordable, it makes sense for this time. But I was forced to stretch out of my comfort zone. And that's what I want us to understand, that it's natural to want to stay in our comfort zone. I am guilty. I just shared with you a personal situation, being transparent with you that I'm guilty myself of wanting to stay in my comfort zone. But it's in those crisis moments that they push us, they demand change. And we either move to the next season, like the little mouse and who moved my cheese. He found another cheese station, plentiful, celebrating. Hey, he wished his friend was there. But his friend, because he didn't want to move out of his comfort zone, he stayed there and he died. Please don't die, figuratively speaking, because you don't want to stretch out of your comfort zone. You don't want to try something differently, because in the midst of the adversity, the difficulty, there are opportunities. Try something different. The associate, the dear friend I was sharing with you, they're trying something completely different, and they're finding great opportunities. So you have to embrace the change, because the change, with or without you, the train of the change, it's moving. It's left the station. It's full speed ahead. It's gone. How will you, how will I, how will we navigate through the circumstances is really the question that we have to face. And so I want you to know that there are three advantages in a crisis, in adversity, in circumstances, difficulty. A crisis changes the balance of risk and reward. It changes the balance of risk and reward. You know, when you're dealing with a crisis, it's like, hey, I'm just going to try whatever because I have nothing to lose. Whereas when we're in our comfort zone, oftentimes it's comfortable, it's familiar, we're not in that press, we're less likely to take risk. But when you're in the midst of situations that you're not familiar with, it's like, I'm going to try whatever. So a crisis changes the balance of risk and reward. A crisis increases our focus on what is most important. You know, now what's more important for me, and I'm speaking to different people through my coaching practice, in my mastermind, and they're saying, wow, I'm realizing how important and the key priority of family is one that people are talking about, having that quiet time, spending more time in my relationship with Christ. If you're a religious person, if you're a believer, you know, if you're spiritual. And so whatever that may be, I know one of my clients in my coaching practice, she said, I'm spending more time thinking, being still, being quiet, And she was in a mastermind that I did on Today Matters that deals with prioritizing your thinking and setting that time aside. And so when she shared that, I was so excited for her. And she said, I got this great idea because I was able to be still and be quiet. So it allows us to focus. It allows us to zone in on what is most important. You know, I really believe that the way in which many of us operated pre the coronavirus and COVID-19, that whole fast pace on the move, you know, moving at warp speed, I think many of us, we're going to come out. Of course, we're going to still do what we need to do, but I think that it'll be a season, that it'll be a transitional period. Now, some may get back to that rapid warp speed, but I think that if people are maximizing this time and really appreciating this time, really growing in this time, then you're going to come out differently. Because, again, many are saying family is so important. You know, there's nothing like it. And I was so busy moving on the fast track that I didn't take the time to settle in with my family. I was on the move. I was, you know, and I've heard even couples say how they're learning new things about each other. Some it's good, some it's not so good. They'll work it through, hopefully. But in the midst of the difficulty, there are opportunities. And the question is, what will we do with the opportunities that are given? Again, three advantages in a crisis, and then I'm going to open up the lines for our audience participation. Again, number one, a crisis changes the balance of risk and reward. A crisis increases our focus on what's most important. A crisis identifies leaders. You know, there are two types of people in the midst of a crisis. Some of us are sitting and saying, okay, when is this going to be over? When is it going to be? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? I hear the little kids, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? Others are saying, what can I do to be better? What can I do and maximize this time? Which will you be? Are you the one that is just, are we there yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? You're not doing things to grow, to develop yourself, to change, to become better? Or are you that person that's saying, hey, what other opportunity can I take to grow? And speaking of growing, I have an opportunity for you. Starting on this Thursday, I will be hosting my 6-week in-depth mastermind roundtable on this very subject that I gave you a little yummy snack taste of, how to turn adversity into an advantage. If you want to join, it's not too late, but we are in our final hours of registration being open. You got to act now because, again, it starts on this Thursday, May the 21st, for 6 weeks on Thursdays. You want more information, give our team a call. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Now we're going to go to our phone lines. I would love to hear from you. You know, this is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You have to dial in. You can't just press a 1 on your keypad. I would wish that you could, but you can't. And I want to hear from you. You have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. We invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion, ask a question, share a comment. We'd love to hear. What are you taking away from you sacrificed this hour of power, this hour of empowerment? Was it beneficial for you? What are you taking away? What did you get from what was shared on how to turn adversity into an advantage? Would love to hear from you. So let's see. Do we have anyone in the queue? And we do. Area code 972, last four digits 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Coach Adams. I'm calling all the way from Dallas, Texas. I want to tell you how inspired I am tonight. I just was shaken. You know, I felt like I was shaken by you saying, I just love Mondays. And I begin to change my point of view about Mondays. I'm like, well, Mondays is a brand new beginning. We always start the week. It's a new day, but it's a brand new beginning to start the rest of your life on that day. But I wanted to comment on, being optimistic or pessimistic in the times of adversity and how to turn that around. And I begin to imagine something I'd never imagined before about that glass being half full. And I realized that the power lies within us, that we have the advantage to change our thoughts, that when we change our thoughts, we become full of power. And I began to, all of a sudden, I remember you were talking about in the middle, and I began to say, okay, I see the glass half full, but I got the power to fill the glass all the way up. I want a full glass of lemonade. And I just said that when we rise up and change our thoughts, it's so empowering. So with that said, I'm wondering what suggestions do you give to us, the listening audience, that can help us to change our way of thinking to overcome adversities?
Ooh, I so love that, and I thank you for the question and your comments, and you are so right that our thinking is so key. You know, when I think about thinking, it brings me to the power of words. I wrote a breakout chapter in the book, The Change Book, number 14, dealing with this very subject. And what's so key is that words are deposited in us, as I call our emotional bank account. And each of those words, we begin to get a perception around those words, and they become life or death. And so if I have, as I often say in reference, thinking, I have to go back and recognize that it's the words that have been deposited in me. And so to your question specifically, we have to step back and change that word deposit, because many of us, we have weeds in our mind, and those weeds, we are allowing them to take over. We're also entertaining negativity. We spoke about that during our session, our four-week session on navigating through difficulty, that we can't entertain negativity. And so it starts with the words. And so whatever we're listening to, whatever we're reading, for me, I am a believer, and so it's God's word that transforms, and I know that. But if you're not, I don't want to force my beliefs on you, but I do want to encourage you that you have to change those words. And so if it's positive affirmations, through God's word, his written word, the Bible, different words that now will counteract those negative words that you're giving life to, those negative words that are holding you back, those negative words that are preventing you, they're weeds in your mind that are preventing you from being able to get the results on a positive side that you desire. I hope that answers your question, and I thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate you chiming in with us today. We do have time for additional callers. I just want to remind you, and I love the richness, so don't be shy. This is a safe space. What are you taking away? Do you have a question or a challenge? You know, I often give the reference that you wouldn't go into the bank and just stand in the middle of the bank. The teller is before you. All you have to do is walk to the teller and make a withdrawal. The same is true. You're here. You've invested this time. The coach is in session. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. Would love to support you. So we have a few more moments. You still have time. Press 1. on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, I want to make sure that you have all that you need for my up-and-coming Mastermind Roundtable. You know, I am so excited and I am so grateful that I have tools that are relevant and can support individuals on their journey, especially in this difficult time. And that is so key, because having the right tools in your toolbox will determine, along with having the right words and other things that we spoke about, but having the right tools in your toolbox will determine how well will you navigate through difficult seasons. Because if I don't have the right tools in my toolbox, I can't grab at anything. There's nothing there to grab. There's emptiness. But when you have the right tools in your toolbox, it's like, oh, okay, I need to repair something. Okay, I'm looking for a Phillips screwdriver. Okay, the Phillips doesn't work. I can go to a flathead. But if you don't have those tools in your toolbox, you're not going to be able to make those necessary adjustments or repairs that you need to make. And that is what's so great about my up-and-coming Mastermind Roundtable on how to turn adversity into advantage. Over a 6-week period, in-depth study, you will have the opportunity to get more tools in your toolbox, maybe see things from a different point of view. I love the point of view that our caller brought in, that importance of thinking, because that is so key. We didn't touch on that. We talked about perspective and how we view things, but we didn't deal with our thinking, and that was so important. And that is what's so great about a mastermind, is that you have this collective intelligence that comes together, and you're able to see things from a different point of view and draw on each other. So, again, you still have time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you want to learn more and you have to act now, this mastermind starts on this coming Thursday, the 21st. So you have to move quickly to get in, and space is limited. But it's not too late. Again, it looks like my little furball here wants to get involved in the show. Don't you just love it? Life and its natural habitat is so organic. And you just go with it. So let's do a summary wrap-up. And again, admin@coachadams.com to shoot an email. For more information about Coach Adams in general, visit my website. You know, I have a full circle of empowerment that is available. So visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, because I want to be on your team and a part of your tribe. You know, one of the things that I've grown to realize on my journey is the importance of having the right people on your team, having the right people on your tribe. And I must say that I am truly grateful for my mentors and spiritual parents, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth of Vox the Movement. I'm grateful for my bishop, Bishop Kenneth C. Omer, and First Lady Tagata Omer. I'm grateful for my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and a host of others. And I share that because who you have on your team, a part of your tribe, when it comes to living out your dream, it is so key. And I must say, I have been able to more effectively navigate through this season of difficulty because of who I have team on my tribe. And I share that with you because I would love the opportunity to be on your tribe, to walk alongside with you, and to support you with the relevant tools that I have available to assist you in navigating more effectively during this difficult time and helping you to see the opportunities that maybe you're missing so that you can, here we go, you can turn that adversity into an advantage. And so as we close out, let's just do a quick rapid-fire recap. What did we talk about today on Motivational Mondays? Well, we're talking about how to turn adversity into advantage. And we specifically said the key of all of this is, this was a lesson in perspective. And I love that our caller brought in the importance of our thinking. So how we view things is how we do things. Our point of view, it is so key. I want you to come out on the other side better, not worse. Don't come out bitter, come out better. And so understand that you have some great opportunities before you, and your way in which you view things, your point of view, your perspective is so key. Well, that's all that we have time for this evening on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We appreciate you tuning in, and I thank our caller yet again for interacting with us, because the interaction always lends to a greater richness. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and we trust that you will tune in on next week. Oh, I have a great guest next week. I hope you can join us. I coach, and you win.